This is 3ABR, community radio. And intermittently, occasionally, from time to time, we have this thing called Murrawarne Musings, where Sally Forrester, who is the coordinator at Murrawarne, comes in and muses about what Murrawarne has been up to. And Murrawarne, in case you come from the moon, is our neighbourhood house, our community house, our hub, our shared space. Hello, Sally.
Hello, Bob. How are you going?
All right.
I think we're pretty consistent in our inconsistency.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, there is consistency in that.
Our inconsistency. Excellent. Mm. So, anyway, nice to be with you this morning.
Yeah, lovely. What news? What news?
Lots of news. The Seniors Hall. Mm-hmm. So, was my first topic for the day. So you would remember, but some people mightn't remember. Last year, we got a fair bit of money in the Pick My Project grant round to start fixing up the Seniors Hall.
Mm. And to turn it into a bit of a theatre.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the aspects of the funding is for a multi-purpose cinema centre. So we will have a community size cinema facilities. So it's not a big professional one. Don't expect retractable seating.
We won't have a cast of thousands turning up to watch. We'll have 30 or 50 or 80 or 100.
Yeah, we can fit up to 80, I'd say. We'll be mounting a retractable screen from the stage.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some proper sound curtaining.
Will the sound be fantastic? That's
the sound question. Will be as good as we can get for that space.
Okay.
So I'm working with the Colac Shire on this project, and we've got the guys who fitted out the COPAC, the Performing Arts Centre in Colac. Yep. So they're fitting out the space for us down here. So I'm pretty confident that we're in really good hands for that. Also, on the back of the back wall of the hall, there'll be a curtain that's a sound baffle. We've got some double glazing windows that'll be going in as well. So that's going to really just help contain the sound internally and externally.
Mm, wonderful.
As well. Yeah. So that's a big project. But that's it started already because the Shire kicked in some extra funds as well to start fixing up the kitchen.
Yep.
Because the seniors' hall really does need a lot of loving. Not a little bit.
It does. It's a bit of a senior event itself, isn't it, really?
excellent parallel. Yes, it's having a facelift.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, a bit of a reconstruction.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's become more than a seniors' hall. I mean, you wouldn't kick a senior out of there, but it's a community hall now, really, isn't it?
Yeah, the usage over the last 12 months, 18 months has really increased.
Mm.
It's a really nice, it's a mid-size hall. It's the only size like it in Apollo Bay.
Yeah.
And it fits people really comfortably. You can seat 100 in there really comfortably. Mm. You can have an exercise class in there really comfortably. You can have a smaller meeting of 20 really comfortably in there.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're bouncing around trying to fill up the space. And I think that's where its popularity has increased. Arts Inc. have been using it a lot for their arts programs and their courses. The choir have always used it. Otway Health have always used it for exercises, so have the Neighbourhood House.
Mm.
We've had some dance classes in there at the start of the year as well. But in terms of a venue for entertainment, I was really taken by the size of the hall and what a beautiful feeling it has when the kitchen's running and, you know, when everyone's in there listening to music. It really reminds me of the days of the music festival when we're all just, you know, those original old days. It really took me back there.
A simpler time. Yeah.
And I've done yoga in that hall for many, many years, and so I always lie there looking at the ceiling going, gosh, we could improve those lights.
Mm. And there's that spot that was there.
Yes.
All those years ago.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that we shall. It's a really funny project, and it is a really – it's a good combination project. So the Neighbourhood House is working with the Shire and Otway Health, so it's a joint project.
Yeah.
Otway Health, the auspicing body of the Neighbourhood House, so they come into the project in terms of supporting me physically in my role in terms of wage and also in terms of funding of the building of the Neighbourhood House, like the actual building that we're in. The Shire own the Seniors Hall. So it's their property. So I'm working with them to make those improvements. And I just really want to make those improvements so we can run some fun things down there. I'd love to see a film society. We'll start getting a film society organised in the next couple of months. Mm. I've already had community groups approaching me saying, really looking forward to using the cinema facilities. We've got fundraising projects coming up. Can you let me know when it's ready so we can just book it in and start rolling?
It's a more capable and utilitarian community space.
Yeah.
And plus, to be in there as a group, you can just stand up and talk. You don't actually need a microphone even, really.
No, you'll have the option. So you
can have it, but really, if people are paying attention, you can chat to the room, you know, no problem at all.
No problem. But, you know, if you do have a larger event, we'll have the cinema screen. We're looking at getting hearing augmentation in there as well. It means if you're hard of hearing, you'll have a headset. It's hooked up to receive the...
That's a bit flash.
It is a bit flash, but you know, you just think of the people that are going to be using this space, and part of the improvements of this space are so that we can run movies on hot days, on high fire danger days.
Okay.
Part of the next stage of the development is putting in air conditioning and heating units, split systems, so we can cool that main hall. So we'll have double glazed windows. We can hold the temperature.
Yeah.
We'll cool the hall. We'll run a couple of movies on hot days. So if you don't have air conditioning, you have a cool place to come.
Absolutely,
Well, kitchen will be open. Yeah. You can use the facilities there. And so when you think about that, that needs to be open to everyone in the community. Mm. And if hearing is one of the things that's going to prevent you from coming down, then I don't want that. Sure. I want you to be able to do that. And also if we have community meetings down there and there's really important information, everyone needs to be able to receive that information.
Sure. You bet. Yeah. Really. Is the roof insulated enough? Is it?
Is the roof insulated? There's no room insulate the roof.
It's just old school. And it's got that old grass stuff on
the
top.
Yeah, I love the grass matting.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of it at my house, but
don't tell anyone. Yeah, so we are working with the charm.
Well, that's a kind of insulator of itself.
Yeah, we're working with the charm of the building. And the floor, has recently been resealed and polished again, so that in the main hall that is actually tiles and it gets quite scratched. So the Shire went and fixed that up on the weekend.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Wow. For that. Lots of stuff happening. And is it still searching for a new name?
Yeah, we'll be getting to the new name later in. So we have...
God help us, a logo.
Oh, I haven't actually thought of that one. Thanks, Bob. We might need to do that.
Let's have a logo competition. Yeah.
Can we just get the name sorted first? So the history of the name is it was the Apollo Bay, and still is officially in the Shire, the Apollo Bay Seniors Centre. Somehow in the last couple of years, no one really knows how it started, its name morphed to the community centre, the Apollo Bay Community Centre. So somewhere in between those two names, we as a community need to think of a new name for it. And once the renos have started to roll, then the user group that we have established can turn its attention to talking about a new name. But I think we'll ask for suggestions and put out a short list and see what everyone thinks. We'll be doing it fairly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Call it the Palais.
I've told you about the retractable seats, Bob. I said we don't have
but
it will be a beautiful, you know, facility when it's all done.
But that's just a job in your spare time, really, isn't it?
Well, it's one of the
at the busiest little neighbourhood house in.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite jobs at the moment.
Particularly seeing
the kitchen, because the kitchen should be finished in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay,
so that's we'll now have all stainless steel benches, all the cabinetry's been replaced.
So does that make it a commercial kitchen?
Yep.
It does?
Yep.
So if I want to pot up my jams...
Yes, you can.
Wow, that's fantastic, isn't
it? It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the Shire's replacing the sink for a single sink to, I think, two double sinks. Please don't quote me, but it might be two single sinks, but more sink space. And the ovens are also significantly larger, or the oven singular is larger.
That's wonderful because, often people need need a commercial kitchen to do or that. Yeah. Ah, that's a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had a bit of a working bee with all the user groups, and we pulled out all the old kitchenware and have
took it all to either second sales or the tip.
Some of it went there, all the old plastics, and unfortunately you can't recycle anymore, but you can't use them because that's not nowhere near OH&S. We've pretty much boxed it all up, and then we'll go through and when we're putting it back out. Yes, but that new smell, it's like a new car smell. We've got a new kitchen smell, and suddenly 30 years worth of cooking has disappeared because they're retiling as well. They're really giving it a good a good once over. Can't change the layout, but can change what you do with that space.
Absolutely. Mm. All right. So that's all that's going on with the hall. What else is happening at Murrawarn?
That's not enough? Okay.
Well, we could stop there if you like.
No, right? I don't want to. Yeah. We have a...
I wouldn't want to give people the idea you get to sit around and,
I don't know.
Not doing much.
Drink coffee all day. Yeah. We have our normal programming that we have going on. So we've got our Aikido yoga that Andy Hack runs every term, which is the Japanese yoga. It's shiatsu and yoga kind of combined. He runs that on a Monday at 6 o'clock down at the Seniors Hall. And then when the renovations are going on there, he moves up to Murrawarn.
Yep.
So that one is always available to have people pop in if they want to. They can't actually pop in directly. They've got to have a chat with me first. But if they want to come in mid-throw.
So there's a little fee involved for that?
Yes. It's
$5 or
10. No. So it's more like $12 a session. Okay. Don't hold me to that. Yep. I don't have the information right in front of me. So that one's going along really well. We have a lovely woman from Ballarat coming down to teach silversmithing next weekend.
Wow.
So that's the weekend of the 25th and the 26th. Mm. She has 2 one-day courses that she's doing. That's an introduction to silversmithing. And she actually stopped her work at Moontide.
Okay.
And so she's quite often down here. So that's why she's decided she wants to come and teach in Apollo Bay. And she's offering a really practical beginners. So soldering, making rings, making loops, stamping, metal stamping, those kind of things. It's a small class. So I'm limited to 6 spaces each. Mm-hmm. So 6 each day on the Saturday and the Sunday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And this is one of those courses that normally we have to go to the CAE in Melbourne to do. But she's coming down here to do it, and it's $185 plus the tri booking fee, which is really reasonable.
Good investment, and you come away with a few rings and a few bits and pieces.
Do you ever? Yes, you do. I've heard some really amazing reports of people coming up with lots of different things that they've experimented with. So we're going to get her down to do the introduction, and then in a couple of months we'll get her to do some further courses so people can really start to extend those skills out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
A great little thing to do in the winter when you can't really get into the garden or anywhere else.
It'd be good. So I've got 2 spots left on the Saturday and 1 spot left on the Sunday. So if people want to book in, they do need to snaffle those tickets up pretty quickly. Yeah, because I don't think they'll last long.
Okay. And you do that by knocking on the door at Murrawarn or jumping on the website?
Website. Everything's listed on the website. So that's mwnh.org.
Mm-hmm.
Murrawarn Neighbourhood House.org was just way too long to spell out, so mwnh.org. Everything's also on Facebook and also in the news sheet.
Okay.
So through those 3 platforms is where you can find all the information. And if you get stuck with that, just call the hospital, 5237 8500, and you can get directed through to me.
Or look for the flag.
Oh, look for the flag.
If the flag's out, Sally's in.
On Penkilly Avenue. Absolutely right.
Is that all? Is that all there is? What?
No, there's one more topic.
One more.
I've got one more topic for the day. So our mentoring program, our small business mentoring program is off. I don't mean smelly. I mean it's off and flying.
Off and running.
It's off and running. It's great. So this program we started at the start of this year, and it's something that I think is really valuable and I really love, and I'm hoping that we can roll this on and build on it year after year. So this year we have 10 or 11 small businesses, local businesses, who we've partnered up with mentors, Not particularly in the field that they're not similar fields, business necessarily, but they're similar in terms of the skills that people need. So it might be a small business that came to us and said they really need help with marketing. So then we will hook them up with a mentor that has done marketing before. Their business, this might be different, but the skill sets that they need
are similar. And the way I understand it, Trish O'Donnell, who's running it, or coordinating it, has also been very careful to match personalities and and that sort of stuff as well as the as well as the skills, so that there's no point in finding someone with the skills if you just don't like them.
She's done an amazing job. She's really gone above and beyond in terms of those soft skills and in matching up personality types. I've done a couple of mentor programs before, and you just get set up with who you get set up with. There's none of this kind of, oh, do you like, I don't know, your coffee hot or cold, milk, sugar, that kind of stuff. It's just here you go. And I haven't had that much success with them because of those clash of personalities, but Trisha has been amazing in the time and the effort that she has put into partnering people up.
Yeah, because if there's not a connection, then it's very difficult to share the skills.
Yeah. So this program is going to be for the successful mentees. This program will be running for 7 months for the most of the year. We have a couple of events that we'll have throughout the year to support it. So we've got a launch event coming up, and then we'll have a public event halfway through, and then we'll tie the program off. And throughout that will be the Neighbourhood House is just looking at other ways it can support businesses in town in terms of further small business support.
So if you run a small business, get in touch with Sally, and just if you've got some challenges, then get in touch and talk about them.
Yeah, I really love people too, because I'm in the process of planning the next 6 and 12 and 18 months of what we're going to offer through the Neighbourhood House. I've already had people calling me say they would really love, saying that they would really love support around accounting.
I don't think there's many small businesses
who wouldn't like some support around that.
Really, really good basic accounting.
Yeah.
I remember when I was young and used to earn money, I had this German bookkeeper called Tina Appel. She says, Bob, you're hopeless. You can't expect people to pay you if you don't send them the invoice.
Yeah, that's a starting point.
and she had this great system for me, which was, this is two envelopes, Bob. In this one, you put everything you spend, and this one, you put everything you're going to bill to people, and give it to me once a month. It worked really well.
Excellent. Well, she had the right personality type for you, didn't she?
And she understood that, it was in a business where details weren't, top of mind.
Yeah.
The relationship with small business for a neighbourhood house, is that a bit unusual? Is that because a neighbourhood house doesn't have a really firm, it can be whatever you like, can't it, really?
No, it reflects the community that it serves.
Okay.
And that is, I suppose, the feedback I've been having for a while. And also it's building on the work previous neighbourhood house coordinators in my role in Nicola Bay had been doing. So prior to me in this role, Jody had been doing work around small business support and had done some projects around website development and social media and things like that. And they were really well attended. So I, jumped in the role and went, oh, wow, yep, that's working. I've had experience in this town as a small business myself, particularly when my kids were younger. And I know the opportunities that you have down here in terms of marketing, being in a beautiful spot with all the tourists that come through and having that point of difference being, from the Otways.
Yeah.
But I also understand how difficult it is because we are so far away from other people doing really similar things.
Yeah.
So I just really want to be able to bring lots of stuff down here that helps people charge forward.
And it's a fact of life that if you, if you're living in Apollo Bay, there are very few single salaried jobs. I mean, you can be a tradesman or you might be a bank manager, and that's about four of you, or 10 or 20. But for most people, you'd be doing three or four different things, and a lot of them will be things that you're making or skills that you're sharing with other people. You'll be running a little business of some sort or other.
Yeah. And I'm seeing more and more of them pop up. Like the last 6 months, that is 6, 12 months. Yeah. Amazing how many little people have looked at their skill set and thought, okay, I can deliver this. I can deliver this into Apollo Bay, but also out of Apollo Bay. Like we have... We'll go back to the internet and the wonders of the internet.
We have
but
the
there
technology.
Exactly. Yes, there's right. actually no reason that people need to limit themselves to, you know, 30 kilometres from where they live anymore.
And, of course, if you want to crochet or knit or other stuff that, or have a little meeting, the Neighbourhood House is there for that too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We've got all our meeting rooms available for quite reasonable high and or free if you're a local community business or community organisation. And we have the media room in the back room of the Neighbourhood House that has this wall-mounted screen and it's hooked up to the internet. But I've also just put that in the front room as well. So I've now got two options, a bigger space and a smaller space.
So you can get on, so you can watch stuff on the web, you can do some e-learning or Skype people.
People have been using the space for interviews, actually, Skyping through for interviews.
And also general computers, you can pop in and jump on the web and print and research.
Yeah,
and
people need to book for that because I've got to open up the room that's got the computers in. But
and turn on the security cameras.
All of the above, absolutely.
Well, sounds like things are buzzing at Murrawarne. No wonder you don't have time to get to the radio very often.
Infrequently, frequently.
No, it's going to be monthly. And, you know, sometime next month there'll be another Murrawarne Musings, I'm sure.
Okay, I'll lock you into sometime.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for being with us today, Sally.
Thanks, Bob.
This is 3ABR Community Radio. In beautiful, fabulous, and slightly damp Apollo Bay.